Thank you, Art, and welcome everyone to Perrigo's conference call announcing our acquisition of Elan Corporation, which will create an industry-leading global healthcare company. I have the pleasure of introducing Perrigo shareholders to Kelly Martin, Elan's Executive Director and CEO, and Nigel Quirkin, Elan's Chief Financial Officer. Also joining us on the call today is Judy Brown, Perrigo's Chief Financial Officer. First, this is a really great day for both Perrigo and the Elan employees, patients, customers, and shareholders. This transaction was unanimously approved by the board of directors of both companies, and we are excited by the opportunities created through the combination of two great companies. This morning, I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce Elan shareholders to Perrigo and our story and provide you with an overview on the rationale for this acquisition. Next, Kelly will introduce Elan. Judy will then walk through the terms of the transaction and financials, and then I'll wrap up before we open up the call for some questions. So beginning with slide six, today we announced that Perrigo and Elan have entered into a definitive agreement under which Elan will be acquired by a new holding company incorporated in Ireland. The cash and stock transaction is valued at approximately $8.6 billion or $6.7 billion net of cash. This transaction combines two great companies to create a global healthcare company with an industry-leading growth profile and with geographic scale and scope to continue building a truly differentiated business. As we've discussed in the past, further international expansion has been a pillar of Perrigo's growth strategy. After meeting the management team of Elan, we realized quite quickly how compelling this combination could be and that it meets all of our deal criteria. It establishes a platform for further international expansion, further diversifies our business, and strengthens our financial profile. Reality is that Elan is a very unique and compelling asset with high barriers to entry, attractive margins, and analogous to Perrigo's core business. This transaction gives us optionality within both our international platform and the optionality of product diversification. Today, together with Elan, truly 1 + 1 is at least 3. Turning to slide 7, I'm going to dive a little deeper into why this is the case and discuss our vision behind this transaction. This transaction makes perfect sense for the following key reasons. First, Perrigo will receive an escalating royalty stream from Tysabri, a rapidly growing, high-margin, blockbuster product with $1.6 billion in revenue. This biological blockbuster is highly sustainable, has high barriers to entry. Tysabri has generated a 19% compound annual growth rate over the 2008 to 2012 period. Tysabri is well positioned for future growth and has further opportunities for growth in other indications, other geographies, and for the treatment of other diseases. Tysabri is without a doubt one of the most important and efficacious treatment alternatives for people suffering from multiple sclerosis, a debilitating disease. Second, the transaction will give Perrigo access to a phase 2 central nervous system product that is approaching a key milestone. Third, Perrigo will receive $1.9 billion in cash from the Elan balance sheet. And fourth, we will have an opportunity to further enhance our international platform via an Irish legal domicile. Elan's longstanding operating base in Dublin, Ireland, will serve as a terrific platform and a business hub and gateway for a strategic expansion into our international markets, a goal that we have previously stated. And lastly, we anticipate this transaction will be accretive to adjusted earnings per share in 2014 and will create meaningful synergy opportunities. We expect to realize more than $150 million annually in after-tax operating expense and tax savings as a result of this combination. For Elan shareholders, Perrigo is a great partner for the future. Elan shareholders will receive $6.25 in cash and 0.07636 shares of new Perrigo for each Elan share. Second, from 2008 to 2012, Perrigo has achieved a 16% compound annual growth rate in revenue and a 30% compound annual growth rate in adjusted operating income. Third, over that time period, Perrigo as a company has improved adjusted operating margins from 13.8% in fiscal year 2008 to 21.6% in 2012. This transaction will create a combined company that enhances revenue, EBITDA, earnings growth rate, and expands margin. And finally, Perrigo has market-leading positions in infant formula, over-the-counter medications, and a growing pharmaceutical business. In summary, Perrigo brings the capabilities of a global healthcare company and gains a valuable base of operations in Europe from which we can execute our international growth strategy while optimizing the potential of the combined entity's assets. Now, for the next two slides, I'd like to share a little bit more detail for Elan shareholders and employees. The next slide provides an overview of our past performance and highlights some of the products in our portfolio. So, turning to slide 8. Perrigo is a 125-year-old company that's centered in Western Michigan and is a leading global provider of quality, affordable healthcare products. Perrigo develops, manufactures, and distributes over-the-counter and generic prescription pharmaceuticals, nutritionals, and active pharmaceutical ingredients. The company is the world's largest manufacturer of OTC pharmaceutical products for the store brand market. We currently operate in 7 countries with global capabilities. From 2008 to 2012, we have consistently delivered industry-leading financial performance. As you'll see on slide number 9, and as I mentioned in my introduction, over that time period, we have generated a double-digit compound annual growth rate in revenue, adjusted operating income, and operating cash flow. Looking forward to our next fiscal year, which began in July, we anticipate continued strong performance in our store brand product offering and prescription business. Additionally, we're excited that there are a number of important prescription products that we believe will either move or show promise to move over the counter in the near future. We enter this combination firing on all cylinders and are excited about the opportunity to create an industry-leading global healthcare company with the balance sheet, liquidity, and operational structure to accelerate our global growth. I'd now like to turn the call over to Kelly.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, thank you very much. It's a pleasure for myself to be here representing the board of Elan and the employees of Elan and to have the opportunity to present Elan to the Perrigo shareholders. I would like to emphasize what Joe said about the unanimous support of our board and both boards in moving forward with this transaction. We've spent a lot of time with Joe and his leadership team within our process. We can tell you that from an Elan perspective, we think that this combination creates a one-of-a-kind entity that will have opportunities to expand globally and, frankly, ride the macro wave of what's going on broadly in healthcare around the world. To take a few moments and go through a number of slides to make sure that the Perrigo shareholders are familiar with Elan and its pieces, I'd like to walk you through a number of slides, starting with slide number 10. Elan is a 40-plus-year-old Irish company. It operates globally. It's been in existence since 1969. Its shares trade on the New York Stock Exchange as well as in Ireland. We have a number of assets, but I'd like to highlight three of them. Joe did a nice job explaining Tysabri. Tysabri is one of the leading MS therapies in the world today, and it affects many, many thousands of patients from a global point of view, and I'll talk about that more in upcoming slides, but it's a key asset for us and has been for a number of years. In addition to that, we have a pipeline asset called ELND-005. It's a small molecule. It's currently in 3 phase 2 studies, all for neuro-related diseases. We continue to move that forward, and again, Joe and his team, along with our team, will assess and understand that molecule more prospectively as we move through the next few months. And last but not least, in Elan, over the last number of years, we've looked to link ourselves with a number of assets that over time could add value, either through science or pipeline or commercial and distribution. We have a minority investment in Newbridge, which is a Middle East, North Africa sales and commercial business. Elan owns 48% of that today, and we have an option to purchase the remainder of that over the next couple of years. We own 18% of Prothena, which is a West Coast-based biologic discovery business run by Dr. Dale Shank, a former chief scientific officer of Elan. We own 49% 49.9% of JAI, along with our partner Johnson & Johnson on the immunotherapeutic approach to AD. And last but not least, we own 25% of Proteostasis, which is a Boston-based small molecule Proteostasis network discovery engine. On the next slide, slide 11, drilling down a little bit into MS and how Tysabri fits into that. Again, for the Perrigo shareholders who may not be familiar with the details around MS, MS is a chronic long-term CNS disease. It's one that affects primarily women in the late 20s to early 40s parts of their life, unfortunately. And it's a very complex disease that has multiple aspects to it. We estimate, along with Biogen and others, that there's roughly 1 million patients in the world. That seems to be growing slightly in certain geographies. And from a business point of view, the MS business is about a $14 billion business. I would also point out that of the $14 billion, almost $11 billion is in what's called ABCRs, which is 15-plus-year-old technology. And so we think and have always thought that Tysabri and new technologies over time will begin to erode that large piece of revenue and move things around as different patients seek different types of therapies based on their disease and their doctor's advice. On slide 12, a bit more on Tysabri. Tysabri is an asset that we had partnered many years ago with Biogen IDEC. Again, for Perrigo shareholders in particular, Biogen IDEC is the world's leading MS company by far. They have a multitude of therapies across all forms of MS, all geographies, and all forms of different therapeutics, from small molecule to pegylated molecule to biologics. I'd like to give you all confidence that Biogen does an excellent job on the commercialization of their assets across all aspects of the marketplace. Tysabri has a compelling efficacy across the board, in particular what's known as JC-negative patients. We've intersected genetics with the application of Tysabri. For those patients who are JC-negative, which is a type of gene, and are active, this drug is particularly useful for. And as of the end of last year, what was reported, there was over 70,000 patients on the drug. And last but not least, particularly with biologics, biosimilars is a hot topic. It's something that's discussed broadly, both in the papers with regulators and commercially. We have always felt and continue to feel that given the risk map around Tysabri, given the particulars around this technology, the target for Tysabri is alpha-4, given the appropriate concern and focus of the regulators on safety, we view that any generic threat to Tysabri is de minimis and something that we don't believe will have any significant impact on this asset for many, many, many years. On slide 13, from a business perspective, this has been a great growth asset for ourselves and Biogen. As Joe mentioned in his comments, it's grown 19% compounded over the last 4 years. We did about five months ago a strategic transaction with Biogen where we unwound part of our participation with Tysabri, where we took upfront cash and a royalty structure. So starting next May 2014, we get an 18% royalty on net sales up to $2 billion. And anything over $2 billion, we would get a 25% participation. So we view this asset as one of very significant long-term cash flow, very high margin, and one that should sustain an enterprise for many years to come from both an investment point of view and a shareholder return point of view. The last slide I'll talk about is slide 14. Again, drilling down a bit more into Tysabri in the future. With Biogen, and Biogen is the lead operationally on this asset, there's currently a phase 3 secondary progressive MS trial ongoing. Again, for educational purposes, secondary progressive is different from relapsing remitting, which is the current indication for Tysabri. Why that's particularly important is outside the U.S. from a label and reimbursement point of view. Biogen cannot offer this asset to secondary progressive suffering MSers. And should this trial be successful, which will be, we'll have the readout in 2015, that would obviously add that much more from a market point of view and increase the market size outside the states as much as 20% to 25%. Additionally, Biogen is working on a subcutaneous formulation, which would have other applications to other potential uses of Tysabri down the road. The geographic expansion that Biogen is undergoing across the board in many emerging markets and developing worlds is also an impressive part of the denominator of the opportunity from a patient point of view of Tysabri. And last but not least, just again talking a little bit about D5. D5 is a small molecule. The IP runs out to the 2026, I believe. We have three phase two trials going on, and as Joe talked about in his comments, the optionality on any one, two, or three of these indications for Perrigo would be quite significant across a number of business opportunities. Last but not least, we still own 49% of the JAI company, which owns 25% of the immunotherapeutic approach to AD. AD has been a very challenging place, as everyone knows on this call, to develop drugs. Again, we don't want to speak for Johnson & Johnson, but we can tell you that they continue to be positive on the science and the approach. And over time, over the long haul here, from a science and clinical point of view, we continue to be quite positive that in the immunotherapeutic approach to AD, there may, in fact, down the road be a therapeutic breakthrough, which would obviously be to the benefit of all. So those are my comments. I would look forward, along with Joe, to answering any questions you may have and getting to introduce Ilan more and more to both the Perrigo employees, the Perrigo shareholders, and team. And with that,
I'll turn it back to Joe. Thank you, Kelly, for introducing your great company and the blockbuster drug Tysabri to Perrigo employees and shareholders. At this point, I'm going to turn the call over to Judy Brown to discuss the details of the transaction and the details of our financing structure. So, Judy?
Thank you, Joe. So, moving on to slide 15, let me share you here some more information about the transaction structure and terms. The transaction values Ilan shares at $16.50 based upon the closing price of Perrigo shares on July 26, 2013. This represents a premium of approximately 10.5% compared to Ilan's closing price this past Friday, the last trading day prior to this announcement. The transaction values the entire share capital of Ilan at approximately $8.6 billion based on Perrigo's closing share price last Friday. Net of cash, the transaction is valued at $6.7 billion U.S. dollars. Legacy Perrigo shareholders will receive one share of the new company for each share of Perrigo that they own upon closing and 1 cent per share in cash. Legacy Ilan shareholders will receive $6.25 in cash and 0.07636 shares of new Perrigo for each Ilan share. The transaction will be taxable for U.S. federal income tax purposes to both Ilan and Perrigo shareholders. Perrigo shareholders are expected to own approximately 71% of the combined company, while Ilan shareholders are expected to own approximately 29%. Shares of New Perrigo will be registered with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and are expected to trade on the New York and Tel Aviv stock exchanges. The transaction is subject to customary regulatory approval in both Ireland and the U.S., and certain other conditions, which I'll get back to in a minute. Now, moving on to slide 16, you'll see our financing strategy. We have secured an aggregate amount of $4.35 billion U.S. dollars in fully underwritten bridge financing commitments from Barclays and HSBC, which, together with Perrigo cash on hand, are available to New Perrigo to finance the cash portion of the transaction and to refinance Perrigo's existing indebtedness, including our current term loan, private placement notes, and existing public bonds. Perrigo plans to refinance and repay the bridge borrowing through new debt issuances and the use of cash on hand. Our cash flow generation profile puts us on a path to return to our historical leverage ratio of approximately 2.2 times EBITDA over the next 18 to 24 months. Turning to slide 17, let me provide you with a deeper dive into the deal structure and conditions to close. As I noted earlier, Ilan will be acquired by a new holding company, New Perrigo, based in Ireland, and will be led by Perrigo's current leadership team. The combination is subject to the terms and conditions to be set forth in the merger document to be delivered to Elan shareholders. To become effective, the combination will require the approval of a majority of Elan shareholders, representing 75% or more of the shares that vote at the meeting. Following the approval by Elan shareholders, the sanction of the Irish High Court is required. In addition, the normal Perrigo shareholder approval process in the U.S. will be followed for this transaction. While New Perrigo will be legally domiciled in Ireland, we remain committed to our established infrastructure and loyal employee base around the globe. This commitment is evidenced by our increased investment in existing markets in recent years, notably our recent expansion in West Michigan, India, and Israel. Turning to slide 18, we expect the transaction will strengthen our business and financial profile by diversifying and enhancing our revenue base, including the contribution from the highly sustainable and escalating Tysabri royalties. Touching on our pro forma capital structure, we expect to have sufficient cash on hand after monetizing the $1.9 billion in cash from Elan to close the term loan. We expect to refinance the bridge facility through a combination of term loans and senior unsecured notes. We expect that the pro forma company will have approximately $3.25 billion in debt on the balance sheet and approximately 134 million shares outstanding based upon last Friday's close. I'm now going to turn it back over to Joe to wrap up.
Thank you, Judy. In closing, we've put a lot of information in front of you today. I want to try to simplify this transaction for Perrigo and Elan shareholders. This transaction allows Perrigo to meaningfully participate in the economics of a highly successful blockbuster drug with an escalating royalty stream. Additionally, we'll have an opportunity to further our international platform via an Irish legal domicile that will serve as an international business hub and a gateway to Europe. With an operating base in Ireland and the scale and resources of the combined company, we believe that we will be well positioned to drive strategic initiatives and investments internationally and to continue growing our existing core markets. We expect to realize meaningful after-tax operating expense and tax savings over $150 million annually as a result of this combination, and expect an effective tax rate to migrate to approximately 17% in the first 12 to 18 months post-closing. For all these reasons, we feel that this is a compelling value for both Perrigo and Elan shareholders. Supported by the substantial and lasting royalties, the combination of these two companies is expected to produce strong pro forma cash flows to continue to support an investment grade profile. Together, the combined company will have a robust and sustainable growth outlook and the scale and scope to establish a further platform for international expansion. In closing, we're extremely excited about this business combination and welcome all the Elan shareholders to the Perrigo family. Through this financially compelling combination, New Perrigo becomes a premier global healthcare company with the geographic scale and scope to further build our platform to continue building a truly unique and differentiated business. And with that, I'd now like to open up for questions for the
And I'll operate. I'd just like to remind all the analysts that we'd like to limit it to one question per analyst. Thank you.
At
so, operator,
time,
we'll open up for questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of David Risinger from Morgan Stanley.
Pretty much, and congrats on the deal. I was just hoping that you could provide some more clarity on the synergies. So maybe, Judy, you could provide a little bit more detail on any operating synergies and how you're achieving the tax synergies, and then also whether you are considering any divestitures. Thank you very much.
Okay, so Judy, why don't you take that question on the operational tax synergies?
Great. Thank you, David. So synergies, we quoted this morning that we expect to have more than $150 million of recurring after-tax annual operating expense and tax savings. From an operating perspective, our focus is on thinking about redundant public company costs, optimizing back office support, so it's really taking what the teams are doing together individually today, thinking about how they can do that more effectively together, and thinking about how we more effectively manage global R&D across the globe. So additionally, there will be tax savings that are going to be inherent in this because the combined company will be incorporated in Ireland, and through effective operational and capitalization structures, we'll be able to realize ongoing synergies on that front as well. So those are really kind of the big buckets of savings that are going to comprise the $150 million starting point. And then we expect to be able, obviously, as we continue to grow and expand, to get additional growth off of that. But that's the breakdown of the synergy.
Okay, operator, next question.
Your next question comes from the line of Jamie Rubin from Goldman Sachs.
Congratulations as well. Joe, I'm not quite sure I understand why you want to keep the Tysabri royalty and get into the global R&D business. That doesn't seem to be your core competency. Why not sell it, take the cash, use the cash to acquire businesses that fit strategically with consumer and OTC, consumer OTC and generics? If you could talk about that. And also, just curious to know what you expect for the impact on Tysabri from the new oral drugs. Just noted that this quarter, Tysabri was weak due to the launch of Tecfidera, as well as internationally from Gilenya. So maybe if you could talk a little bit about how you see that franchise playing out. Thanks very much.
Sure. So Jamie, first on the Tysabri question, we view Tysabri as a great asset, as we specified, the $1.6 billion asset growing. The compound annual growth rate of 19% from the last 4 years. So we're very excited about that. The other comment clearly is the escalating royalty, you know, going from 12% to 18%. I mean, if you just took the $1.6 billion with an 18% royalty, just assume it was flat even, you'd have $288 million type of royalties for the future. So we think that's clearly a very significant part. It is a great contributor of cash for the company. So we're excited about the Tysabri asset. I think we clearly always will continue to look at, you know, maximizing shareholder value. But, you know, for right now, we think it's a great asset and one that we think is important to us for the future. On the question of what the recent data, we clearly have followed the Biogen results and we assessed that data. And we are we've gone through the forecast and we're very comfortable with the forecast based on our expectations for price, for volume, for new product introductions, as we assess the Tysabri asset over the long term. So we feel very comfortable. We've taken a look at those numbers as we came to our final valuation of this business.